Health officials say that as many as 20,000 Vermonters are struggling with addiction issues, but a shortage of licensed drug and alcohol counselors is preventing many of those people from getting help. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more about a new plan to increase the supply of treatment providers.
Kurt White is a licensed alcohol and drug counselor with an unusual side hobby.
It might be that not everyone enjoys reading administrative rules as much as I do.
White's expertise in the arcane regulations governing his profession has made him something of a guru at the Brattleboro Retreat, which is where he works. And colleagues hoping to earn their counseling license often seek out his guidance. But White says even people with master's degrees and thousands of hours of training can have trouble navigating the licensing bureaucracy.
And I would think this is too hard. It's too hard for people who are trying to give their lives to serving the population that really needs it most in our state.
Which is why White and other addiction treatment specialists are celebrating overhauls to the administrative rules that cover who gets to work as a drug and alcohol counselor in Vermont. Here's Colin Benjamin, the director of the Office of Professional Regulation at the Secretary of State's office.
What we've done is taken a hard look at where we could reduce the red tape, get rid of the red tape, without lessening qualities.
The duty of regulating alcohol and drug counselors fell to Benjamin's office about a year ago. He says the old regulations were full of unnecessary bureaucratic requirements that didn't have any bearing on a person's ability to do the job effectively. He says the new rules fix that. For example, they broaden the types of professionals that a person can train under while they're developing their counseling skills. It also makes it easier to comply with continuing education requirements. Governor Phil Scott fast-tracked the changes, which are going into place immediately.
And it reflects the sense of urgency we feel in addressing opioid addiction. In Vermont here, it is truly a public health crisis.
Health officials say the state could use at least another 100 drug and alcohol counselors. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.